Chapter 6 "Ground control to Major Tom," Charlie joked over his comms as he slid into the brand new memory foam harness seat in the command module. It was so new, it even had the smell, he noted.
"What was that?"
Rika asked, swiveling to look at him with her piercing gaze.
"Just an old song, is all."
"Why were you singing it over the ship's comms? We're about to launch."
"I know, it's just that it has to do with..."
"Good morning, team,"
Captain Raynard interrupted as he entered the bridge of the new ship with an air of unbridled joy. A new ship. His new ship.
"To be continued," Charlie said with a wink.
The captain took a stroll through the gleaming consoles of the heart of the vessel.
"So, how are we looking, Gaspari?"
he asked as he slid into his command seat.
"Everything is green across the board, Captain," she replied, crisp and professional.
"Supplies are stowed and secured. All systems check clear, and the rest of the crew have taken their stations."
"Excellent. And how are flight controls, Galt?"
"Looking good, Captain," Charlie replied.
"There did seem to be a slight fluctuation in the dampeners, but nothing out of parameters."
"So we're good to go, Charlie?"
"Affirmative, sir."
"All right, then. Let's fire her up and give her a run, shall we?"
"Aye, aye, sir," Charlie said,
then powered up the engines and began his careful monitoring of the critical flight systems. He was going into space, and he was not thrilled about it. The prior week had been one for atmospheric tests, followed by a dry run just outside the atmosphere. Charlie had been spared those flights, his presence only needed when the mission-critical engineering and flight systems were brought online. The earlier tests had gone off without a hitch. The ship flew easily in the atmosphere, even gliding with its fixed wings for several hundred miles as it descended during the power loss simulation. Outside of the atmosphere, she maneuvered just as steadily, easily entering and exiting the plant's exosphere repeatedly with no ill effects. When he reviewed the data from the tests, Charlie knew the time would soon be upon him. The time he would have no choice but to fly in space. Some would kill for the opportunity, and he supposed he could understand the desire, objectively. Subjectively, however, he found the idea horrifying and unnecessarily dangerous. Like skydiving. Taking risks he could avoid was something Charlie was resolutely opposed to. With the advances being made with artificial intelligence studies, it looked like humanity might not even need to be the ones flying off into the cosmos for much longer. At least, not if the rumor mill was accurate. A functional AI could be up and running within a decade, and if that happened, it would only be a matter of time before they became integral to everyday life. Dangerous jobs could be handled by machines, ones not afraid of losing life or limb, and exploration could be carried out by far smarter and far less fragile beings than himself. Unfortunately, that sort of thing was decades, if not centuries, away. Thus, Charlie found himself sweating in his flight suit as the ship rumbled into the skies. It took several minutes to reach orbit, but when they finally did and the rattling and shaking stopped, Charlie actually found the brief moment of weightlessness before the artificial gravity generators kicked in to be surprisingly tranquil and terror-free.
"What are you thinking, Charlie?" Rika asked, catching a glimpse of his expression.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?" she said. "I remember my first time in space."
"You always remember your first time."
Well, he felt his body suddenly become heavy, squishing down deep into his foam seat.
"Hang on," he grunted, fiddling with a few settings on his screen.
The pressure eased up, and gravity settled into just slightly less than Earth normal.
"Sorry," he said. "It shouldn't have done that."
"Glitch?"
the captain asked, one eyebrow high and askew.
"Nothing to worry about, Captain. I must have transposed a digit when setting the gravity prior to launch."
"All right, then," the captain replied. "Gaspari, confirm readiness of all crew, then prepare for phase one of the experiments."
"Aye, aye, Captain."
Within a minute, the entire crew had sounded off their status. All were good to go. With that, the next steps could begin.
"This is your captain speaking," Raynard said over shipwide comms. "We've settled into a low orbit around the Earth following a successful launch and atmospheric exit sequence. We're now going to begin powering up all drive and power systems in preparation for the next propulsion tests. No jump will take place. This is only a localized test. You may begin all your tests."
He keyed off the comms and turned to his engineering chief.
"Okay, Charlie, the ball's in your court. Fire up your systems and let's see what this baby can do."
Aye, aye, Captain, he replied, setting to work, carefully activating each of the sequestered systems. In just under 10 minutes, all were in the green and fully online.
That should be it, Captain. We are ready to begin.
He most certainly did not want to begin, but at this point, there wasn't really a choice anymore.
Great work, team. I want you all to know just how proud I am of you, Raynard said. Let's get this show on the road. Gaspari, prepare to transfer full power to all systems. Once we've established that baseline reading, and if there are no fluctuations, we'll begin.
She shifted power dampers, feeding each system the raw energy they craved.
Done, Captain. All looks normal.
Great. Then we might as well give her a go. Let's start off with a simple orbital flight. Impulse power only, Charlie.
Hi, Captain, he said, keying the engines.
Ready, Rika.
Got it, she replied, steering them into an effortless loop of the globe, the craft easily maneuvering around the planet below.
How's it looking, Galt?
All good, Captain.
Okay, then. Gaspari, set a course for just past the moon and open her up.
Captain, we're only supposed to be doing orbital testing today.
We're not jumping, just giving her a proper shakeout. You heard me. Full power, Rika.
Aye, aye, Captain, Rika said, flashing a slightly concerned look at the engineer in chief. How are our power levels? She asked.
Looking stable, Charlie replied, his knuckles transitioning to an even wider shade as he gripped the arms of his seat.
All energy cells are within parameters. You're good to go.
She gave him a little nod and punched a command into her console.
I know you don't like spaceflight, but I'm glad you're with us, Charlie.
Thanks, Rika.
She was a fantastic pilot, and he knew, logically, that they were in good hands. It was just a little trip to the moon and back, that was all. Nevertheless, his stomach was in knots when the countdown hit zero. Things went horribly wrong moments later, and their next desperate minutes would be filled with panic and chaos. Chaos that would end with their ship plummeting toward a strange, alien world.
Starboard heat shield 7 is gone,
Charlie called out as calmly as he could manage over the din of their ship tearing apart. He was going to carry out his duties like a professional, if it was the last thing he'd do.